So let's just, and pray that the Lord will bless us, help us.
对我们的那个低下头，请求神的赐福给我们，就是帮助我们。
Lord, we come to you in our weakness.
对主啊，我们带着我们的软弱来到您这里。
But in a wonderful way, you have said that your strength is made perfect in weakness.
所以呢，以一种奇妙的方式呢，您的力量呢，在我们的软弱中显现。
And so, Lord, each of us would simply pray now and say, Lord, we need your help tonight. Would you please speak to me?
让我们每个人说呢，主啊，今天呢，我们需要您的帮助啊，求您呢和我说话。
We pray that you will enlighten our minds and then warm our hearts and then cause us to take the appropriate action.
所以主啊，我们祈求您呢，就是点亮我们的思路，让我们的心呢温暖起来，这样我们可以做出正确的反应。
So we thank you, Lord, for all who are here. We thank you for others who might join us tonight and in future weeks. Lord, we're praying that you will bless us, teach us. From the Bible, we pray.
所以呢，我们祈求呢，您呢赐福给我们在座的每一个人，还有将来呢下个星期要加入我们的，还有将来加入我们的，所以呢，我们祈求您呢帮助我们学习圣经。
And we give thanks now and pray in Jesus' name.
我们呢献上感恩，并且祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
Amen. Very good. So, again, welcome to everyone this evening. Especially to those of you who are new for a while.
所以呢，再次呢，欢迎大家，特别是欢迎呢，就是说是，对我们来说是，新上这一堂课的。
Now we've been going through the book of Luke, and right now we're in Luke chapter 9.
因为我们一直在学习呢，《路加福音》，现在呢，我们在《路加福音》第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
路
And
加。
we've had many stories about the Lord Jesus, much of his life leading up to this ninth chapter.
因为我们已经学了很多关于我们主耶稣基督的故事呢，那很多故事呢，把我们带到路加福音第九章。
And in particular, we're now at the point where the Lord is going to explain some things to the disciples. In the earlier chapter, he took Peter and James and John into a home and he healed the daughter in the home.
您
He
现在
gave
呢，
her
这
new
里
life.
边主耶稣基督呢，他要向我们来解释一些什么事情。那么在前面那一章里呢，主耶稣基督呢，把那个彼得呢，还有雅各呢，还有那个约翰带到那个房间里治愈了一个人的女儿。
And so we're going to start reading at verse 28.
所以我们今天要从路加福音第九章28节开始学。
It says, It came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that our Lord Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray.
第28节说了这些话以后，又有8天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。
Verse 29, and as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening.
第29节说呢，正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。
Now, this is amazing. He's praying, and an amazing transformation takes place.
所以这个人非常的神奇，当他祷告的时候呢，一个奇妙的这样的变相发生了。
The transformation was profound.
这个变相呢，是一个非常的深刻的道理。
It affected his face. He looked different.
所以这个变相呢，就是是已经影响了他的脸，就是他看起来呢不一样了。
The concept that we're going to see is that he looked almost like he would have looked if he were in heaven.
所以呢，后面我们会读到呢，就是说是结果呢，他看起来呢，就是基本上看起来像他在天堂里一样。
Which is all very reassuring, because when we get to heaven, I think we're all going to look a whole lot better.
其实这个对我们来说呢，都是一个非常的重要的保障，因为呢，我认为我们去到天堂呢，我们都会看起来更好看。
But this is far more profound than that. He is looking like he was in glory in heaven.
其实这个里面呢，现在这个比那个要远远深刻的多。现在呢，就是看到了他在天上的荣耀。
But it's interesting, verse 29 says, his robe became white and glistening.
非常有意思说呢，他的衣服洁白放光。
Even his clothes were different, and they weren't just flat garments like we have now. These were glistening garments.
所以他的衣服呢也看起来不一样了，就是说他并不是说像我们穿的这样一些普通的衣服，他的衣服呢看起来在放光。
I think it's true that sometimes people, sometimes women end up by putting a few lights in their skirt, and they hook up to a power source, and they actually can have lights in their clothes.
有时候那些女士们呢，会把那个就是个一些小的亮光呢，放在那个她的袖口啊、领口上，然后呢就是接上电池，这样呢，她的衣服看起来就亮亮、闪闪亮亮的。
And I told you the story about the day that my sister actually saw the queen close up.
所以我跟大家讲过这个故事。有一次呢，我的姐姐呢，她非常靠近的看见了女王。
It was a beautiful May afternoon, and it was about 5 o'clock, and the Queen was going off to a state dinner.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是啊，当时呢是5月份的一个非常美的阳光灿烂的一个下午，然后呢，这个时候呢，他的那个就是女王呢去到参加那个国宴。
And in an unpremeditated way, my sister was just walking, basically walking home from an assignment. And as she was walking along, and all of a sudden, a policeman put out his arms in front of her.
这个你当时呢，就是说这我的姐姐呢，她完成了工作呢，就回家。回家走在路上的时候呢，突然呢，警察来，都手拉着手，在她前面挡住了。
So my sister didn't know what was going on, but she said, I guess I better not cross those arms. So she stood there, and all of a sudden, the queen started walking by just a few feet in front of her.
在这个里面呢，然后呢，我姐姐说那不知道发生什么，她说我最好不要穿过那个人墙，然后呢，她就站在那里看着，看着以后呢，发现那个女王呢，就是从前面大概几英尺的地方从她面前走过。
And the queen was wearing a very fancy dress. It was actually a lovely dress, but sewn into the dress were hundreds of diamonds.
这个那个就说是女王呢，穿着一个非常漂亮的衣服，在当时也是个特别的衣服，衣服上呢镶了大概100多颗钻石。
And the queen was absolutely beautiful.
因为那个女王看起来呢非常的漂亮。
And Norma had never seen a dress like that before, as you can understand, nor had she ever seen anything so beautiful as this dress in the afternoon sunlight, just brilliantly sparkling as the queen walked by.
因为那个诺曼在他的一生中呢，从来没有看见过这么漂亮的衣服。但是呢，他当他看到以后呢，就是说是在这个时候，那个太阳在下午的太阳的照耀下，他那个钻石的衣服上呢闪闪发光，看起来非常的漂亮。
Now, I don't want to speak poorly about any of you ladies, but I don't think any of you have ever worn a dress with hundreds of diamonds sewn into it.
所以呢，我不想呢，就是说是让你们那些女士们感到沮丧，因为实际上，我不相信你们中间任何的女士穿过上面镶过100颗钻石的衣服。
And in a miraculous way, the Lord on this occasion up on the mountain after he had been praying, finds himself with a robe that was an ordinary robe earlier, but all of a sudden the robe became white and glistening in beauty and glory.
这个里面呢，我们的主呢，在山上祷告的时候，以一种奇妙的方式呢，他的衣服呢，突然呢变得发光，因为他前面穿的是一个普通的衣服，但在他祷告以后，这个时候突然的有一个非常的洁白的亮光在他的衣服上。
And then following that, as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered. I guess we've read this, verse 29, and his robe became white and glistening. But verse 30, then behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah.
第二节说呢，他在面貌改变，衣服洁白换光。第三节看到有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话。
Now, this is not an everyday occurrence. Moses had died 1500 years earlier, and the Lord had buried him.
这个里面的这个并不是每天都会发生的事情。摩西呢，在1500年前已经死了，主呢就埋葬了他。
Elijah had died, about 700 years earlier, and in fact, he never died. The Lord just took him up to heaven.
以利亚呢，就在100年之前死的，但事实上呢，他并没有死，主只是把他带到天上去了。
And now here they are on this mountain, Peter and James and John and Jesus, and all of a sudden Moses and Elijah are there as well. That's five of them, six of them.
这个里面的这里呢，就是有了那个彼得、约翰、雅各，还有主耶稣，还有那个摩西、以利亚都在那里。这里他们有六个人。
And verse 31, they appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
第31节说，他们在荣耀里显现，谈论他去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。
So now this was a situation of glory.
这是一个就是荣耀的一个状态。
Not a curiosity meeting like Norma had with the queen. This was far more profound than something like that.
这就是不是说像罗马那看到那个女王那样的一个好奇的一个会面，这是一个比这个意义远远要深刻的多的一个会。
Moses and Elijah were there, and they were talking to the Lord Jesus about what he was doing and what he was going to do.
这个摩西和以利亚在那里跟主耶稣基督在交谈，他们在谈呢，他将要去做的，也是现在在做的事情。
They were talking about the fact that one day he was going to die.
他们谈到这样一个事实呢，有一天呢，他会死。
And the phrase is amazing. It is about his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem.
所以这个词呢讲的非常的有意思，说他呢就是说是要去世，就是要在耶路撒冷城要成的事儿。
Now, when people die, we don't say they accomplished their death. We say death defeated them.
所以当一个人死了以后呢，我们不会说呢，他完成了他的死，我们只是说呢，死呢打败了他。
But when Jesus died, he accomplished something. His very death was an accomplishment. If you like, he defeated death. Death didn't defeat him. He defeated death.
这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督为我们而死的时候呢，他成就了什么事？就是说，他完成了一件事。这里讲到的是他打败了死，死并没有打败他。
So you can imagine what it would have been like if you were listening in on that conversation.
你可以去想象一下，如果你在那里听这个谈话的时候，会是什么样子？
You would say, "What is going on? This is amazing."
也就是说，那这个到底发生了什么？这个太神奇了。
But the disciples, Peter, James, and John, were not listening in. They, in fact, were asleep. Verse 32.
因为但是呢，他的门徒们就是彼得、约翰、雅各，那他们并没有在听。31节告诉我们，他们在睡觉。
But Peter, verse 32, and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him.
第32节说, 但彼得和他的同伴都沉睡, 即醒呢, 就看见耶稣的荣耀, 并同他站在那里的两个人。
It was almost as if they were in heaven and they were watching what was going on in heaven.
所以这个基本上相当于呢, 他们在天上, 并且在看天上发生的事情。
And you can imagine they would be overwhelmed with awe and listening, seeing this conversation. Jesus in all his glory, his new face, his new garments. They knew who he was, but his appearance was different. His garments were white and glistening, and these two men with him, Moses and Elijah, they were absolutely overwhelmed. They had seen something nobody else had ever
这个里面呢，你可以去想象一下，他们当时呢就是非常的激动，也是非常的惊讶。他们在这里呢看到了他们从来没有看到的事情。他们到了天上以后呢，看到了主耶稣基督呢，他的脸呢就变得像他的身，衣服也在发光。然后呢，看到了摩西和以利亚在和他说话，他们看见了没有人看见过的事情。
Verse 33, then it happened, as they were parting from him, that Peter spoke to Jesus.
第33节说,二人正要和耶稣分离时,彼得对耶稣说,
So you can imagine the three of them watching the other three, and then Moses and Elijah start to walk away.
你可以想象一下,他们三个人看着他们三个人,当他们看着的时候,摩西和以利亚开始离开了。
And so Peter says, this is terrible. We don't want them to leave. We want them to stay here.
彼得说呢,这个不好,我想让他们离开,我想让他们留在这里。
So verse 33, Peter says, Master, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles or tents, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, not knowing what he said.
所以这个里面的第32、三节说呢，彼得对耶稣说：“师父，我们在这里正好，我们可以造三个帐幕，一个为你，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚。”他却不知道自己所说的是什么。Well,
that sounds like a good idea, doesn't it?
这个听起来是个好主意，是不是呢？
If they had made three tents there, then Jesus could stay on the mountain with Moses and Elijah, and Moses and Elijah could stay on the mountain, and Moses and Elijah would be hanging around for a while. I think Peter was disappointed. He thought maybe they're going to go back to heaven.
因为这个你想想，他要造三个帐篷，一个呢为了主，一个为了摩西，一个为以利亚，他们可以一直待在那里。但是他想呢，就是说是啊，摩西那个以利亚，那他们要走了，走了。彼得在想了，他们可能要回天堂去了。Now,
Peter really hadn't thought it all the way through. It says at the end of verse 33, he didn't know what he was saying, but he said it anyway. I think in a panic, he said, I've got to stop this. I don't want Moses and Elijah to go.
因为里面在33节结尾说，那彼得说了这些，他就不知道所说的是什么。尽管他不明白，我觉得呢，他还是说了，因为他当时非常的惊慌，他想呢，以利亚和摩西可能要走了，他不想让他们走。And
while he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they entered the cloud.
第35节，第34节时候，他说这话时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩就惧怕。Now,
very often a cloud appears very quickly on a mountain top, and it wasn't terribly surprising, but this cloud appeared suddenly and overshadowed them, and frankly, they were afraid.
通常呢，如果你在山顶上飘过来一片云，那并不是一个什么奇怪的事儿。但是这一片云呢，飘过来以后遮盖了他们，所以他们就害怕。Then
a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him."
第35节说，有一个声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，要听他。”
And when the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone.
第36节说，当时耶稣住了，只见耶稣一个人在那里。
Moses and Elijah had gone.
所以摩西和以利亚呢，他们已经走了。
Wouldn't it have been wonderful if Moses and Elijah had stayed for a few years?
如果摩西和以利亚在那里待个几年，是不是很奇妙呢？
And I think Peter and James and John said, thought to themselves, Peter especially said, this would be marvelous if Moses and Elijah could stay. The work that we're involved in would be so much better accomplished if instead of Peter, James, and John doing the preaching, Moses and Elijah could join Jesus and do the preaching.
我认为他们在想呢，如果说那摩西和以利亚呢留在这里待几年的话呢，那么我们的工作也就容易得多了。也就是说是本来是彼得了、约翰呢、雅各要去和主耶稣基督一起传道，那么说如果是摩西和以利亚和主耶稣基督一起传道，那不更有效了吗？
What would be better than Moses and Elijah and Jesus doing the preaching?
所以呢，就是那么，如果摩西、以利亚、主耶稣他们去传道，会不会更好呢？
Answer, Jesus does the preaching.
所以呢，就是答案是主耶稣基督在做传道。
Jesus was far greater than Moses and Elijah. They were prophets, but Jesus was God's beloved son.
所以呢，摩西呢，就说是啊，主耶稣基督呢，他呢，比那个摩西和以利亚要远远高得多。摩西和以利亚只不过是先知，那么主耶稣基督呢，他是神的爱子。
Now we could often be like Peter, and we could say, God, it'd be marvelous if, in fact, we had someone in addition to Jesus. We need a few prophets to come back.
所以我们有时候呢，像彼得一样，我们说主啊，如果说呢，在主耶稣基督之外再加点人就更好了，因为我们需要一些那个，就是说是其他的先知再回来帮我们。
And the teaching here is, if we have Jesus, that's all we need.
所以在这里的教导是呢，就是如果我们有了主耶稣，这就是我们全部需要的。
That's the great teaching of Hebrews chapter 1.
这是一个伟大的教导，在希伯来书第1章里的。
It says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son. And that's Hebrews 1:1 and maybe 1:2, Roy. Sorry, I should have given you that reference in advance.
所以这里面呢，就是希伯来书第1章第1节说呢，在古时呢，我们有啊神呢借着各方各先知跟我们说话。那么说在这末世的时候呢，我们就是说是他只借着他的爱子跟我们说话。这是希伯来书的1章的1节或者2节。
So, what do you think Peter and James and John thought of all this?
所以你认为彼得、约翰和雅各他们怎么去看这个事儿？
They said, we have seen a heavenly miracle. We saw miracles of the Lord Jesus walking on the water, healing the sick, and calming the water. But this is amazing. We saw heaven. We saw God's glory.
他们说呢，我们就是看到了天堂，我们看过主耶稣基督所行的神迹，他可以在水上行走，然后呢，他让平静水的治愈人，那么这个呢比那个更好。我们实际上呢看到了天堂。
Now, many times in Peter's life, people would have challenged him, especially after Jesus had gone to heaven. Many times he would have been challenged, and the challenge would have been, you're just following a fable. These things never happen.
因为人们呢一直呢都面临这样的挑战，挑战呢特别是主耶稣基督去到了天堂以后呢，他们说呢你们就是啊跟从的是个虚无缥缈的事情，这个东西从这些事情从来没发生过。
And they would say, Jesus isn't that important, and you've just been deluded.
他们说，那就是耶稣呢，并没有那么重要，这只是你们想象出来的。
But Peter addresses this over to 2 Peter now. Go to 2 Peter at the end of your Bibles.
所以呢，彼得讲话的时候呢，我们回到彼得后书，在你的圣经里面，在靠后的地方，彼得后书。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
And we're going to read a couple of verses together. Peter is saying, we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
So, yeah, which verse?
That was first 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 16.
Okay, thank you. 对彼得后书的第一章的第16节说呢，我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他的到来告诉你们，并不是随从狡诈捏造的传说，而是亲眼见过他的威荣。
Verse 17, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
17节说，他从父神得尊荣、得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣耀之中有声音出来，我向他说：“这是我的爱子，我喜悦在他里面。
Verse 18, and we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
”18节说，我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Do you think that Peter remembered what happened to him this day on the mountain with John and James?
你认为就是彼得，他记得这个时候他和约翰和雅各在那个山上的时候发生的事情吗？
And the answer is, of course,
答案是当然的。
it left an imperishable memory for him. He continued to think about it all his life. He had seen heaven opened.
在这个里面呢，对他来说呢，是在他整个的人生中一个不可磨灭的记忆，因为他看到了天堂打开了。
Now, something similar had happened to the Apostle Paul when he was on the road to Damascus, you'll remember.
因为就是你也记得有些类似的事情呢，在使徒保罗身上发生了，当他去大马士革的路上的时候。
And he heard Jesus speaking to him from heaven. Did he forget that?
他呢，就是听到了主耶稣从天堂里跟他说话，他忘记了吗？
No, you don't forget that.
没有，他永远没有忘记。
And in some ways, the Lord appears to us not in dramatic ways like that, but sometimes the Lord does miracles for us in our life, and we say, that was God. I remember that.
也有时候呢，就是主呢在我们人生里行的一些神迹，并不像他们这样的重大的神迹。但是呢，即使在我们人生里行的神迹以后呢，你说呢，我知道那是神做的，所以我记得这一点。
Now, things like that are sometimes hard to explain.
所以有些那样的事情，有时候呢很难解释。
But when one experiences it, he knows it's real.
当你经历的时候呢，你就知道它是真实的。
And so, Peter, when he writes, he says to the people, listen, we're not just telling you stories. We're not just making these things up as we go along. This happened. I saw Jesus. I saw Moses. I saw Elijah.
所以彼得写信的时候呢，他说呢：“我说的事情呢，并不是说我们捏造出来、我们想象出来一些故事。我实际上呢，我看到了摩西，我看到了以利亚。
Now, it's probable that Moses and Elijah are going to come back again.
”其实是有可能的，摩西、以利亚他会再次回来。
And we read about that, I believe, in Revelation chapter 11, the two witnesses.
因为我们在那里读到呢，我认为是在那个启示录第11章里面的两个见证人。
And they, like the Lord Jesus, will be around for about 3.5 years preaching. The Lord Jesus was here for 3.5 years preaching before he died. I think they will be 3.5 years preaching before they die and then go to heaven.
因为他们就像主耶稣基督一样的，在那里呢也来了3年半，在那里祷告，在那里传道，传道以后呢，然后就死了，然后我们主耶稣基督也是这样，传到3年半以后去了天堂了。
So there are many proofs of the truth about the Lord Jesus, and this is certainly one of them. He was transfigured before Peter, James, and John, and they were witnesses of the fact that they saw Jesus in his glory.
所以这个呢，很多的就是证据，证明了主耶稣基督的他的那种荣耀。那么说呢，这里呢就是其中的一个，那个彼得、约翰、雅各呢，他们看到主耶稣基督呢变得像，并且看见了他的荣耀。
Now, verse 36 ends with the phrase, they told no one in those days any of the things that they had seen.
然后呢，第36节说呢，他们呢就是他们当时因住的，他们就没有看，告，他们不提看见的事，一样也不告诉人。
Why? Why didn't they tell people?
Why？为什么？为什么他们不告诉别人呢？
Well, they had. The greater witness was there, a greater witness than Moses and Elijah was Jesus. He was still preaching. They didn't need to tell people.
因为最伟大的这个见证人仍然在那里。这个最伟大的见证人呢，他就是说是主我们的主耶稣基督。主耶稣基督是仍然在那里，所以他们当时呢不需要摩西和以利亚来做见证。
And number two, because he hadn't died and been buried and raised again, they didn't really understand what his death would accomplish.
这里面的第二个呢，就是主耶稣还没有为我们而死，埋葬了，从死里复活，所以他们当时门徒们真的不理解他的死能够战胜什么。
And so after he has died and risen again, then they tell people about this wonderful story.
但主耶稣基督呢为我们死了，从死里复活了以后呢，他们再开始去四处告诉别人这个奇妙的故事。
All right, well, that's an amazing story and a wonderful story.
这是一个非常奇妙的故事，也是一个非常美妙的故事。
Verse 37 says, Now it happened on the next day that when they had come down from the mountain, that a great multitude met him.
第37节说，第二天他们下了山，就有许多人迎接耶稣。
Remember, the Lord Jesus was the most amazing prophet from God that there had ever been. And so people were coming to him in great multitudes.
彼得也记得呢，主耶稣基督是从神来的最伟大的先知，所以呢，就是说是人们呢，很多人呢都来找他。
Suddenly, a man from the multitude cried out, saying, Teacher, I implore you, look on my son, for he is my only child, and behold, a spirit seizes him, and he suddenly cries out, it convulses him, so that he foams at the mouth, and bruising him, it departs from him with great difficulty.
因为第38节说呢，看到其中有一人喊叫着说：“师傅，请你看顾我的儿子，因为他是我的独生子。”39节说：“看，他被一个灵抓住，就忽然喊叫着，连撕扯他，又让他口中流沫，并且重重的伤害他，难以离开他。”
So you can imagine this dear man was very, very distressed. And he called out to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, please help me.
你可以看看这个人呢，他就是说是非常非常的悲痛，他向主耶稣基督说呢，求您呢帮助我。
Verse 40, so I implored your disciples to cast the demon out, but they could not.
第40节说，我求过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
So what do you do when there's a big problem and you pray about it and nothing happens?
因为如果你存在一个大问题，你祷告了，但是呢，什么也没发生，那怎么办？
You keep praying, don't you?
你就一直祷告，是不是？
And they went to the disciples, and you said, disciples, you've cast out demons from other people. Can you cast this one out, please? And they tried, and it didn't work.
现在他就说是跟他的门徒们说说你们呢，以前赶过鬼从其他人身上，那么说呢，也把鬼从这个人身上赶出来，他们试了却行不通。
So he said, I'm not going to take no for an answer. And so he, when Jesus comes, he turns to Jesus, in spite of the fact that there were many, many people around. He goes to Jesus and he says, Jesus, please help me. My son is tormented by the devil.
因为里面他就说呢，我呢，那我就等主耶稣基督再来。这时候他看到主耶稣基督来了以后呢，他就直接去找主耶稣基督。他说：“主啊，尽管当时呢很多人在那里，他仍然喊叫着说呢，主啊，求您帮助我，我的那个儿子被魔鬼在折磨。”
What's that teach us? It teaches us to keep praying, keep on praying. Believe the promises of God. Keep on praying.
你这个教导了什么呢？教导我们就是要祷告，要祷告，要一直祷告，要去相信神的应许。
Verse 41. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and bear with you? Bring your son here.
第41节，耶稣回答说：“哦，你，哦，这又不信又歪曲的世代呀！我和你们在一起，并忍耐你们还要多久呢？叫你的儿子带到我这里来吧。”
What was wrong with these people?
这些人呢，他们的错在哪里？
Well, in terms of what they should have been doing, the disciples didn't have much faith. They didn't pray in this instance, and they didn't persevere. They were perverse. That word means that they were going the other direction. They didn't truly understand or believe.
这个里面呢，他们说呢，他们的门徒们呢，他们并没有，就是说这些，这是他们小信，他们并是信心不大，他们就是说是一直呢，并没有一直坚持祷告，所以他们所做的事情呢，这里有个词叫歪曲的，那么说呢，就是说他可能原来走错了方向。
So that probably describes the disciples, it probably describes the rest of the multitude, and it probably describes the man himself. He was praying, but still weak in faith.
有可能呢，就是描述着他的门徒们，也许是描述那个众人，也是描述那个来找他的人，因为他祷告过了，但是呢，他却信心非常的弱小。
So verse 42, as the man and his son were still coming, the demon threw the boy down and convulsed him. Then Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the child, and gave him back to his father.
第四十二节说，他正来的时候，鬼把他摔倒，撕扯他。耶稣就斥责那巫灵，把孩子治好了，交给他父亲。
It's encouraging to me that the Lord Jesus continues to answer prayer.
对这个对我来说，那就是非常受鼓励的，因为主耶稣呢，他一直呢，就是说是回应我们的祷告。
And so, in spite of the problems, instead of just turning away and leaving the dear man, he answers the man's prayer, he meets the man's need, and he heals the boy.
因为这个呢，他并没有离开这个人，他反而就是呢，就是回应了这个人的祷告，听了他的说的话，然后呢，就治愈了那个孩子。
Verse 43, and they were all amazed at the majesty of God.
第43节是众人都惊叹神的大能。
It wasn't just that they were amazed at God, they were amazed at the majesty. The way in which the Lord handled this situation was loving and wonderful.
因为他们不仅仅只是惊叹这个神在那里，他们更是惊叹的神的大能，因为呢，神的以一种奇妙的方式来做事。
But while everyone marveled at all the things which Jesus did, he said to his disciples, "Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of man."
所以耶稣所做的事情，众人正惊奇的时候，耶稣对他的门徒说呢：“你要把这些话存在耳中，因为人子将要被交在人手里。”
This was an amazing action. This particular child was overwhelmed by the Spirit, and in patience and wisdom, Jesus had healed him.
因为这个是一个非常的神奇的这样的一个行动，因为呢就是令人惊奇的行动，因为这个孩子呢，他被魔鬼呢缠住了、折磨，但主耶稣基督呢却治愈了他。
So particularly for Peter and John and James, this would have been an amazing event. He's just been with them on the mountain, seen their glory. They had seen his glory. And now he comes down and he heals this boy in a marvelously gracious way.
这个里面的这个对比的那约翰和雅各来说呢，也是让他们非常惊奇的，因为他们刚刚在山上看到主耶稣基督变了相，然后呢，他们下来以后呢，看到主耶稣基督以一种那种神奇的和慈爱的方式呢，治愈了这个男孩。
And so you wonder now what Peter and John and James and the others are thinking about Jesus.
所以你就也知道，为什么其他的人呢？还有约翰、彼得、雅各会这样去看主耶稣。
And you can imagine them saying, "This is wonderful. This man, Jesus, he's going to be king. He's going to deliver the nation. Everybody loves him. This is marvelous. Look at that. They're all going out toward him. Everybody loves him."
因为你就知道呢，这个人呢，就是当时呢，这个他来的就是要成为他们的王，所以每个人呢都爱他，每个人都相信他。那么你看看，知道这些人呢，众人都出来迎接他，就是因为他们爱他。
And the Lord Jesus says, "You've seen all these wonderful things, but," verse 44, "the Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." And Peter and John and James and all the others watching would say, "No, that'll never happen. Jesus is over. He's way better than that. He's not going to be defeated."
因为里面呢，就是你可以去想象一下，当时呢，主就是在这很多的奇妙的事情后，主耶稣基督对彼得、约翰还有雅各还有众人说呢，人子呢要交到人手里，就是说呢，他们说呢，每个人都不相信这个时候，哦，不会是这样的，主耶稣基督他远远比这伟大的多，他不会被任何人打败的。
And then you can imagine Peter and John and James in their minds going back to verse 31 and remembering that they were talking to him about his decease that he would accomplish at Jerusalem. And the two were parallel, but the whole thing didn't make much sense.
因为你们可以去想象一下，当时呢，彼得、约翰和雅各在他们脑子里还在想，在31节里说呢，谈论他去世的事情，就是他在耶路撒冷城要成的事情。那么说呢，在这里呢，又讲到这个，他们就是说这两样东西呢，看起来的是类似的，但是好像没什么道理。
Verse 45, the fact is, they did not understand this saying. And it was hidden from them so that they did not perceive it. And they were afraid to ask him about this saying. They didn't understand what it meant that he would be delivered into the hands of men.
意思是，我觉得说他们不明白这话，意思是叫他们隐藏的，叫他们不能领会。他们也害怕问这话的意思。他们害怕的事情呢，他们不明白的事情呢，就是人子将要被交在人手里。
But then verse 46, a dispute arose among them as to which of them would be greatest.
第46节说，那时他们中间起了议论，谁将为大？
If Jesus were to be removed, which of the disciples would be the greatest? That's the question they were asking.
对于有个主耶稣基督离去了，那么他们在问这样一个问题：我们中间谁最大呢？这就是门徒们之间问的。
That's a frailty, isn't it, of normal man? We always wonder who's going to be boss.
这个对我们的正常普通人来说呢是非常正常的，是不是呢？我们总是要问谁是老板。
How foolish for them to ask the question, who would be greatest?
因为这个是他们去问谁是最大的这个问题是多么的愚蠢。
It was obvious Jesus was the greatest.
这很明显，主耶稣基督才是最伟大的。
And even Elijah and Moses weren't great. God says, don't worry about them. Listen to my son.
你就算呢，就像摩西和以利亚那样伟大的人，神就说呢，你们不要管他，要听我儿子的。
Now, it is not our responsibility to be great in the things of God. We are to be humble, we're to be low.
因为在我们里面的我们的责任呢，并不是要在神的工作里面呢变成了大的，我们自己要那个谦卑，要放低。
And one of the greatest problems in mankind is that they long for the glory of position.
因为在人类的其中的一个问题呢，他们就是渴望在那个人中间有那个荣耀的位置。
And so Jesus answers this. He says, verse 47, Jesus, perceiving the thought in of their heart, took a little child. And set him by him, and said, Whoever receives this little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. For he who is least among you all will be great.
第47节，耶稣看出他们心中的想法，就领一个小孩子来，叫他站在自己旁边，对他们说：“凡为我名接待这小孩子的，就是接待我；凡接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。因为你们中间最小的，他将为大。”
Who is the great one in the kingdom? The one who preaches to children, or the one who preaches to presidents and the powerful?
你在王国里将来呢，谁是最伟大的呢？是那一个像小孩子传道的呢，还是像那些有权势的那些总统啊，与其他人传道的人呢？
And the Lord Jesus says, the one who's the greatest is the one who preaches to those he's told to preach to.
所以主呢说呢，主耶稣基督告诉我们，就是说是其中一个最伟大的人呢，就是他，就是那位他告诉他向他去传道的。他就去传道的那位。
And to reach out to little children is just like reaching out to Jesus himself.
所以呢，你去接待那个小孩子，就像接待主耶稣基督自己一样。
And loving and believing children, sorry, loving and serving children is like loving and serving Jesus.
并且爱小孩子，服侍小孩子，就像爱主耶稣，服侍主耶稣基督一样。
And so to serve him is to receive the children is to receive him and to receive the God who sent Jesus.
因为也就是那么就接待他呢，就是接待小孩子，就是接待主耶稣的，接待主也是接待那个差主耶稣基督来的神。
The theme is at the end of verse 48, for he who is least among you all will be great.
所以这里的一个就是关键的点呢，在48节说，因为你们中间最小的，他将为大。
Don't seek to be great, seek to serve the Lord Jesus and serve him for what he has asked you to do.
所以这里面呢，不要去寻求做最大的，你要去服侍主耶稣，服侍主耶稣基督要你去服侍的人。
And then John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he does not follow with us. But Jesus said to him, Do not forbid him, for he who is not against us is for us.
第49节，约翰回答说：“师傅，我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼，我们就禁止他，因为他不与我们一同跟从你。”耶稣对他说：“不要禁止他，因为不抵挡我们的，就是帮助我们的。
Almost as if John is saying, you know, this other man, he was casting out demons in your name, but he's not with us. He's not part of our group. And frankly, he should be part of our group. How can I be his boss if he's not part of our group?
因为里面呢，其实约翰基本上说是我们看见另一个人呢，为奉你的名赶鬼，其实呢，但是呢，他却不是我们这一组的，他本来应该是我们这一组的，但他却不是我们这一组的。那么说呢，如果他在这，他如果不在我们这一组，我怎样去做他的老板呢？
And so we've all got to remember that the work of God is not us building up something for ourselves, build up our organization. It is God who's doing the work. He's building up the organization of Jesus. It doesn't have to happen in our backyard.
因为里面大家记住呢，我们所做的事情呢，并不是建立我们自己的工作，也不是为我们所在的组织建立这样的工作。那么说呢，就是神他在为主耶稣基督建立他的工作。那么说呢，主神做任何的事情都不必要，一定要在我们家的后院去做。
All right, now verse 51 is a key verse.
因为第51节是一个关键的一节。
It says, Now it came to pass when the time had come for Jesus to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
第51节说，耶稣被接上身的日子将到，他就坚定的面向耶路撒冷而去。
So, what time was this?
这是什么时候？
Well, it was time near the time when Jesus would be received up. That would mean he would go up to heaven.
第6个呢，就是接近主耶稣的，他要被接待的日子，这就是意思说他要上天堂。
And he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem because it was from Jerusalem that he would be crucified and buried. And raised and then ascended into heaven.
所以这个里面基本上讲到的呢，就是说是他呢，主耶稣基督呢要到耶路撒冷去了以后，他要死，要被埋葬，然后呢要复活，然后去到天堂。
So there's a sense then in which verse 51 is the hinge point in the book of Luke.
第这个里面就是从这个意义上来说呢，第51节在那个路加福音里面是一个转折点。
Up to this point, Jesus was coming into the world in order to present himself to the world.
第六里面，在这个一点以后呢，主耶稣基督呢，他呢来到这个世，他向世界展示，为了让世界看到他。
But now, verse 51 says that he's planning to go out of the world.
第52节说，他现在计划呢要离开这个世界。
So the first part of the chap the first part of the book, chapters 1 through this part of chapter 9, he's coming into the world. Now he's planning to go out of the world, and so he's got a different set of teaching.
这个里面也就是从《路加福音》第1章一直到第9章的第51节呢，他来到这个世界，让世界认识他。然后呢，从51节开始呢，他也要离开世界。离开世界呢，在离开之前呢，他有不同的教育。
What about the teaching then? When he's coming into the world, he's teaching the masses as to who he is and what his object is, what his purpose is.
那么他在前面他来世界是干什么呢？他干什么呢？他也就是那告诉世界他来他是谁，他在这个世界来的目的什么，他要完成什么任务。
But now he's going out of the world, and therefore, among other things, he's going to be teaching the world the implications of his leaving and teaching the disciples how to handle things after he's gone.
你像这，他离开这个世界了，离开这个世界呢，他们这就是说是要告诉这个世界呢，他离开的意义是什么？同样呢，要告诉他的门徒们，在他离开以后，这些门徒们怎么样去做事儿？
What about timing?
那么时间点是什么样的？
Well, if he was a preacher from the time he was 30 years old until he died, if he was a preacher for 3.5 years, probably this particular verse would take place very much toward the end of that 3.5 year time, because he's going to Jerusalem and he's going to go die there. That's the objective.
对于这个时间点呢，就是说是如果他是来讲道的话，那么说呢，他的讲道的时间、传道时间约3年半的时候呢，那么这个时间点呢，正好呢，接近呢，就是那个3年半的后面。那么说呢，这个时候呢，他因为要去到耶路撒冷城，去到耶路撒冷城呢，要去那里为我们而死，这就是他所要做事的目标。
And so some people, when they read the book of Luke, understanding that, would say, it's very strange. We're not halfway through the book, and all of a sudden, he's planning to leave. What's wrong here?
也有些人呢读路加福音呢，他说这个书呢太奇怪了。我们那个书呢，路加福音还没读一半，那么说呢，在这个时候呢，他告诉我们他要离开了，我们还没读到什么呢？
And there's nothing wrong, but there is this to remember. And that is the invitation, the plan of Jesus is not to, is to expect a speedy response to his truth.
因为你们这个理念呢，没有什么东西是不对的。那么说呢，就是说是这里的给我们的邀请是呢，就是说你当你去理解来到主耶稣基督这里呢，你并不是说要你很快的就理解到他的真理。
People would have expected of Jesus, he's only in his early 30s. He's probably going to be around until he's 60 or 70. We don't have to respond immediately. We can take our time. He's going to be here for a long time.
因为这个里面的有些人呢，当时他那个年代人觉得呢，主耶稣基督当时只有30多岁，那么他有可能要活到60多岁，那么他会在我们这里待很久，所以我们不用马上对他呢做出回应。
But of course, that's not the case. What is the case is that there is an immediacy of response required. Don't delay responding to the claims of Jesus. He's not going to be around forever, and we're not going to be around forever. Well, God wants us to redeem the time because the days are evil. Don't delay in following Jesus.
因为里面告诉我们的是说，在我们这个时候呢，当我们看到主耶稣基督的时候呢，我们不要延迟，不要耽搁，我们要对主耶稣基督呢马上做出回应，马上做出回应。因为呢，主耶稣基督呢，他不是经常在这里的，我们也不是总会留在这个世界的时候。那么说呢，这个时间呢不多，我们要趁机呢马上做出一个反应，就是说是这个就是讲我们的，我们要去珍惜光阴。这些光阴就是说是在马上对主耶稣基督的做出反应，不要耽搁，不要延迟。
So verse 51 ends that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him.
第51节的后面说呢，他就坚定地面向耶路撒冷而去，便打发使者们在他前头走。他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备。
So, he's heading to Jerusalem, and one of the ways to get there is to go through the land of Samaria. He'd been up in Galilee, and now he's heading to Jerusalem through the land of Samaria.
因为他现在要去那个耶路撒冷城，耶路撒冷城的时候呢，就是说他必须通过一个地方叫撒玛利亚，所以他们其中的门徒们去了撒玛利亚提前为他预备。
But 53, they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem.
53节说，那里的人不接待他，因为他面向耶路撒冷去。
And remember now, the Jews and the Samaritans had no relations one with the other.
你得记住，犹太人和撒玛利亚人呢，他们从来呢不来往。
And for many reasons, the Samaritans were a wicked people. they didn't follow the Lord the way they should have followed him in Jerusalem. They worshiped on Mount Gerizim instead.
这个里面呢，就是说，事实上呢，就是说是啊，撒玛利亚人呢，他们是邪恶的人，他们并不是跟从主耶稣基督，按照他们应该跟从的方式去跟从，他们只是在加拿大加拿森那个地方呢，他们是一群邪恶的人。So
the Samaritans didn't respect the Jews, and the Jews didn't respect the Samaritans. And here comes Jesus, and he sends his disciples ahead to prepare for him, and they reject him because they say, no, he's heading to Jerusalem.
犹太人呢，他们不跟撒玛利亚人来往，撒玛利亚人呢也跟犹太人来往。那么说呢，现在主耶稣呢，他要去耶路撒冷城，他呢差人到撒玛利亚去为他做准备，但是撒玛利亚人却不接待他，他们说不，因为他要去的是耶路撒冷。
Now, verse 54, when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?
第五十四节说，他的门徒雅各、约翰看见，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来，烧灭他们，像以利亚所做的吗？”
So I think they were probably still thinking about the day that they'd been up the mountain with Moses and Elijah. And so thinking about what Elijah did, he came down and destroyed the people who didn't agree with him.
那个就是说，我认为他们认在想象的那个年代，就是以利亚在那个时候呢，他的那个时候的人们不听他的，不听他的，然后呢，以利亚从天上降下火来消灭了他们。
So they said, Lord, would you like us to be like Elijah? And the answer of the Lord is verse 55.
对他们跟主说的，就是说，主啊，你想让我们像以利亚降火烧他们吗？答案在第五十五节，主耶稣基督
It
说。
says, but he returned and rebuked them and said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And so they went to another village.
第五十五节，耶稣责备他们说：“你们的灵如何？你们并不知道，人子乃不是要灭人的性命，而是要拯救他们。”于是就往别的村庄去了。
So you see here the mercy of the Lord and also the judgment of the Lord.
同样，同时看到了主的那个怜悯，也看到了主的审判。
He didn't condemn these people in that he didn't kill them, but he did go to someone else instead.
他并没有就是定他们罪，也没有杀他们，而是去了其他的村庄。
And I guess that's a principle that we all must remember. The Lord Jesus loves us all, but if we keep saying no, he'll go elsewhere. He'll stop knocking. He'll stop requesting that we follow him.
因为里面我认为对我们来说也是个非常重要的原则。主耶稣的爱我们，但如果我们一直呢对他说不的话呢，他会去到别的地方，他会停止来敲我们的门，停止来就是啊找我们。
So if you're like me, you say, Lord, don't leave me. I don't want you to go away. I want you to stay with me. Help me to be responsive, receptive to you. I don't want you to go away.
现在如果你像我一样，你就会说：“那主啊，不要离开我，不要去别的地方，不要离开我，要您呢来帮助我，帮助我呢，让我呢能够有那样的一种可以正当的反应的方式去接纳您，让您帮助我，不要离开我。”
So now verse 57 picks up a slightly different theme.
第57节呢，就是让我们讲些不同的一个主题。
It says, now as it happened as they journeyed on the road, that someone said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go.
第57节说，他们走路的时候，有一人对耶稣说：“主，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。”
Well, that's wonderful.
这个非常奇妙。
And we would like many more, including ourselves, to say, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go.
所以呢,我们就自己呢,好像更像这个人,就是说主啊,你不管去到哪里,我都要跟从你。
Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
主八戒说,耶稣对他说,狐狸有洞,天空的飞鸟有窝,人子却没有枕头的地方。
Most people say, Lord, I'd like to follow you if you'll give me lots of money.
大多数人说呢,主啊,我想跟从你,如果您呢,赐给我很多的金钱。
And sometimes he does give lots of money.
有时候他真的赐给你很多金钱。
Would you follow him if he didn't give lots of money?
如果呢,他如果不给你钱,你会跟从他吗?
What would you do if you started out with lots of money and you followed him and you didn't end up with very much money?
因为你怎么办呢? 如果你刚开始跟着主耶稣基督的时候呢, 你有很多的钱, 那么最终呢, 你的钱没多少了, 那你怎么办?
What if you ended up by being just as rich as the Lord Jesus was when he was here?
所以呢,如果说是啊, 你最终呢,成为了就像主耶稣基督当他在地上的时候的那样的财富的状态。
He didn't have a big house.
他没有大房子。
He didn't have a small rented suite.
他没有一个就是说是小的那个就是租来的那个套间。
He was even poorer than the foxes because they have a hole that they made for themselves, kind of comfortable for a fox.
甚至呢都没那个狐狸那个的有钱，因为狐狸呢
Bird
有
has nests.
自己呢做一个洞呢让自己变得舒服，那鸟呢也有窝。
But Jesus didn't have anywhere that he could call his home.
但主耶稣就没有任何地方呢可以称之为是他的家。
Some people say, I don't know if I'd follow the Lord Jesus if I weren't going to be rich.
也有人说呢,如果我不知道,如果我不能有钱的话,我会跟从主耶稣。
And I've told you before about asking a young man one day why he was a Christian.
那以前呢,我告诉过你,一个人,就是说是一个年轻人,我问他,你为什么要成为基督徒呢?
He said, I became a Christian because my father became a Christian.
他说,我成为基督徒呢,因为我的父亲是个基督徒。
And I said to him, and why did your father become a Christian?
我就问他说,你父亲为什么要成为基督徒?
And he said, because he was told that it would be good for business.
那我认为呢,他说呢,他被人告知说,对生意有好处。
Well, that's not the reason you become a Christian.
并不是你要成为基督徒的原因。
And as you can say, I'll follow you wherever you go, and the Lord will say, that's fine, but you might not end up with any money as a result.
因为你可以跟主说,就是主啊,不管你到哪里,我都跟从,但是这个也没问题,但是有可能你最终呢,会成为身无分文。
And then another said, I'll follow you, verse 59. But he said to him, sorry, he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father.
59节,他又得一个人说,跟从我,但那人说,主啊,容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。
Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
第60节说,耶稣对他说,那让死人埋葬他们的死人,但你只管去传神的国。
If you're going to follow the Lord, it could very well mean that you're going to have your family relationship disrupted.
所以如果呢,你要跟从着,要决定跟从主耶稣基督,这个意味着呢,有可能你和你家人的关系要断裂。
Some people say, well, my first responsibility is to my family.
也就是说呢,我的首要的责任是对我的家人。
And the answer is yes, you do have a responsibility to your family, but your first responsibility is to the Lord.
因为就是说是,你是对的,你对你的家人是有责任的,但是你的首要责任是对主耶稣的。
Now, there's two ways of reading this. Some people say that the man was saying, my father just died. I've got to go to the funeral. And then after the funeral, I'll follow you.
这里有两个解释方式。第一个呢说呢，有些人说呢，我的这个人说我的父亲死了，我去参加葬礼，我参加完葬礼，我就能跟从你。
But that's probably not the case. Probably the story is that the man says, I've got a responsibility. My father is alive. I've got to look after my father until he dies. And then after I've looked after he dies, then I'll follow you. But I've got my first responsibility to look after my father.
所以呢，其实是他实际情况不是这样的，因为实际上呢，这个情况呢是这个人的意思是他父亲还活着，他要去给他的父亲呢养老送终，所以他现在有这样的责任，所以他的首要责任呢是照顾他的父亲，等他父亲死了以后呢，他再来跟从主。
And then verse 60, Jesus says to him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God.
6节说，耶稣对他说：“那让死人埋葬他们死的，但你只管去传讲神的国。
Among other things, what he's saying is the responsibility that we have to Jesus is more important than the responsibility that we have to our own family.
”你这里除了其他事情以外来说呢，我们对主耶稣基督的责任呢，比我们对我们自己家人的责任要重要得多。
And that makes a lot of sense.
这个呢就很有道理。
Many people could spend all their time serving the demands of people around them. God says, no, you've got to serve God first. The demands of people around you are important, but God is more important. Serving Jesus is more important than looking after family.
这个里面呢，有些人说呢，我对我周围的这样的人呢，或者家人呢，有更重要的责任。但神说不是，你对神的责任才是最大的。你对你周围的这样的人呢，责任当然是重要的，但是比这个更重要的是你对神的责任。
Now, we must never use this as an excuse for not following, not looking after our family, but we also must never use it as an excuse for not obeying the Savior.
我们永远不要用这个借口去说的不管不顾我们的家人，但是呢，你也不要用这种借口来说呢，你不要去跟从主。
It is tragic, isn't it? Many people end up taking excuses and making excuses for not following Jesus today.
你这个也是一个事实，是不是？那很多人呢找借口，或者说是去寻求借口，不跟从主。
They often say, I will follow you tomorrow.
他们通常说呢，我会跟从您的明天。
They often say, I've got to earn some more money. I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And the answer is no. We must follow the Lord regardless of the other complications. Other things are important, but following the Lord is always the most important.
因为通常呢，他就说呢，啊，我要现在去赚点钱，先去做点这，做点那。那么说呢，这个不是借口，这个不是最重要的。你去赚钱，你去做其他事情，当然是重要的。但是呢，你跟从主才是最重要的。
Well, we haven't finished this theme yet, excuse me, but we'll carry on next week. The time is gone, unfortunately.
因为这个主题呢，我们还没结束。结束呢，我们下个星期继续讲。因为不幸的是，我们的时间到了。
What is the general theme?
这个总的主题是什么？
The Lord is going up to Jerusalem. Time is running out, and if you're going to follow the Lord, that they were to follow him now. And so it is with us. If we're going to follow the Lord, we've got to follow him now, not use excuses for doing it later.
这个里面呢，就是主耶稣基督他去到耶路撒冷城，那个时间不多了，他们当时的人呢要跟从他呢，就是马上就要跟从他。但是同样适用我们，适用我们就是说，我们如果要跟从呢主耶稣基督呢，我们要现在马上就跟从主耶稣基督，不要找任何的借口，然后这么做。
All right. Well, that's our time for tonight. The Lord will bless us. Let's have a closing word of prayer.
这就是我们今天的时间到了，主会赐福给我们，我们来做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that we can study the Word of God.
所以主啊，我们感谢您呢，我们可以学习神的话。
And tonight, Lord, we've learned some amazing things, not the least of which is that Peter and John and James actually saw the Lord Jesus Christ glorified before them.
所以主啊，我们今天学习了一些非常神奇的事情，但是呢，最神奇的是呢，彼得、约翰和雅各呢，他们看到了主在荣耀里。
And so we're thankful that we're not following cunningly devised fables. We're following the truth of God, and many have seen the other side, the blessing of God in the glory.
最主要就是说，我们非常感恩的是，我们不是跟从那些诡诈的和捏造出来的故事，我们跟从的是真实的真理。因为从前有些门徒们，他们看到了主在他的荣耀里。
And so, Lord, time is short. We pray that each of us will say, I want to serve the Lord now, and I'm not going to use an excuse to delay.
最主要也时间不多了，我们就祷告呢。我们每个人呢说，我们现在就要去服侍主，不要用任何的借口延迟。
And we give thanks now for your kindness. Bless us, we pray. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在呢，为您的慈爱献上感恩，求您赐福给我们。我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen。
All right. See you in the morning, Lord willing. We'll be on Zoom again.